Perhaps no church has hosted more national leaders over the past two centuries than this one. In fact, you can still worship there and sit in the presidential pew. Today's broadcast brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Be sure to text Exmark to 283-342. You'll get exclusive savings on purchases before October 31st.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Christ Church in Alexandria was President George Washington's home church for 26 years, until his death in 1799. Washington was a faithful parishioner.
The records of Mount Vernon show that whenever Washington was in residence there, and the weather permitted, he would take that long carriage ride to attend worship services here.
Harley Thronson shares the story from Christ Church in Alexandria. The trip to church usually included more than just the service, though.
Alexandria was the only town of any consequence out here. So folks would meet here, of course, for church services, but then also for carrying on business, debating the politics of the day, meet up with friends, socializing, and so on.
Washington worshipped here for 2.5 decades. But many other presidents have worshipped here as well.
Almost every 20th and 21st century president has attended worship services here in George Washington's church. Almost everyone since Grover Cleveland in the 1890s.
Just after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, this church held an important service for the president as well.
Franklin Roosevelt proclaimed that the first day of the new year would be a national day of prayer for world peace. In response to that proclamation, he and the First Lady and their family and staff brought Winston Churchill and staff to George Washington's church, and they sat here in the George Washington pew.
Traveling the countryside in Alexandria, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.